Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Afternoon, everybody. Great to be here. Thanks for joining our session this afternoon. I know I'm close to Richard Hammond, so that could be problematic, and I appreciate everybody coming down. We're going to talk about how automation can spark your creativity. So it's quite befitting that we had an automation method to kind of kickstart us. But just kind of before we get into the body of the content, just want to give a little bit of an intro and share a little bit about Seltra for those of you who, you know, perhaps haven't come across us, don't know what we do. So everybody's got kind of a level set before we get stuck in. So my name's Oliver. I lead the go-to-market team across EMEA at Seltra. And Seltra has been in the industry for the best part of 18 years. And we've been an industry leader in creative automation, but creative ad tech during that time. We build solutions that empower advertisers to enhance the efficiency and quality of creative production. So in layman's terms, do more with less. And we do this with some of the most recognized brands on the planet, some of which you can see up here now. Now, I share that intro multiple times a day, and it can be easy for many to miss the point actually of what automation really is all about, what the value of it should be and can be through that automation journey and endeavor. And that's the core of the talk today, which is the importance of creativity. Our real mission at Seltra is to, our real mission with Seltra, but should, you know, particularly with automation, is helping unlock creativity for the advertisers that work with us. So to widen their creative horizons and execute bigger ideas. And automation, like any other technology, should be harnessed to make space for the humans in the organization to focus on the good stuff. Now, what I mean by the good stuff, and we're going to take a look at some creative examples of that. And we're going to make it a little bit interesting. We're going to do a bit of audience participation. Now, this could be hit and miss, but screw it, I'm going to do it anyway. And I have faith in all of you. And if any of you need a little bit more persuasion, we've got some giveaways, which are some Seltra socks, very snazzy. But I'm going to flash up some memorable ads and creative executions from over 50 years ago. If you know, the easy one should be, if you know the brand, shout it out. If you know the year, shout it out. If you know the name of the ad, please shout it out. And we've got some socks for whoever gets there. Okay, so let's go. As I thought, this is going to be a shit show because I can't tell who said what there. But anyway, yes, I heard a number of good answers there. And I'm just going to throw socks into the stage randomly. We'll use my arm. So if you grab a pair, right. And the rest can be handed out by my colleague Nina right here, right? So anyway, we tried it, we failed, doesn't matter, I'll know for next time. But yeah, absolutely, we heard some the right answers there. I didn't hear anybody give the name of the first one, which I think is a tricky one because it's over 50 years ago, but it's Coca-Cola. I think the giveaway is the bottle in that. But it's the I'd like to buy the world a Coke. And I think Coca-Cola's always been kind of a glass half full brand. They've always brought smiles and good vibes to everybody. But actually, back in the 70s, there was a lot of turmoil at the time. And this ad really kind of transformed the messaging that Coca-Cola were going out to the market with. It was all about community and harmony during that tumultuous time. The second one, I think most people probably got this one, and it's actually its 40th anniversary this year, which is the famous 1984 ad by Apple. And again, this one tells a story of a human heroine that is up against, you know, the big brother, which at the time was Dell, and how Apple was trying to crack through it. So it's, again, building a community about the up-and-comers. And then finally, the other one, which is the Nike ad, which is in 2012, around the Olympics. Actually, the story is they lost a sponsorship to Adidas for the London Olympics. And rather than burying their heads in the sand, feeling sorry for themselves, they pivoted the story to then talk about the random Joe, the average Joe, and going out and being your greatest self. So that's all about finding your greatness. And apparently they still have an office or a meeting room in the office, which is named after this ad. So these are some of the most successful and memorable advertising campaigns of all time. And it's not because they're visually compelling or well executed. It's because they are telling stories. They are leaving a lasting impression with the audience. They're conveying some, certain authenticity, emotion. And this type of creativity is crucial to the performance of any brand that's out there right now. But I think given the opportunity, which is also amazing development, I think we've lost some of that creativity along the way. And if you get it right, it's not just good for immediate sales. It's good for that good stuff that everybody else is after, which is the long-term brand awareness, loyalty, and everything else. And that's not just our opinion. There's lots of studies out there that also validate this. And this one is from Meta, where it's saying that, and the stat is essentially saying that they can attribute almost 70% of the performance back to the creative quality. In a talk yesterday with Google, they did a survey with marketeers. 80% of you or marketeers feel that the effectiveness of campaigns is linked back to creative quality, right? So it's clear that today we're in a world where it's very easy to ignore advertising, ignore ads. And it's more important than ever to deliver quality stuff. But despite that, there's still a lot of shit advertising out there. And there's huge media budgets which are being wasted. I think some of the other stats, again, we can share this with people afterwards if they're interested, is something over 50% of media budgets are being flushed down the toilet effectively with subpar creative. And that opens or provides like almost 200 billions worth of opportunity, hundreds of billions of dollars opportunity to do it better. So the point is kind of like, if everybody knows it's better, and the benefits are so clear, then what's stopping everybody for focusing on creativity, right? Where have we lost our way? And the reality, the simple answer is that it's just hard to keep up with the demand of today. The complexity of the advertising landscape, particularly digital now, is just crazy. And we've seen an explosion of channels, formats, audiences that you can now communicate with via multiple different channels. The global reach is better than it's ever been. Like the globe is literally getting smaller for all of us. So there's this kind of overwhelming feeling to present or be present everywhere all at once, all the time, and all the while stay on brand, deliver high quality creative and be consistent. So even if you start with a brilliant creative idea and the path to success seems quite clear, it's still a long and difficult road to successfully execute that. And you're faced with numerous challenges like are up on the slides, formats, corrections, additions, repetition, languages now that you have to consider when you build out. And let's face it, none of these are particularly inspiring when it comes to creativity, right? They're often the tedious, non-creative tasks that we're all bogged down in doing. And they're now actually the basic expectation. As a consumer, I expect you to know my name. I expect you to know where I am. I expect you to know what I'm interested in, right? Otherwise, I'm just going to scroll past you. I'm not going to be interested. And faced with this challenge, many brands and teams approach it from a certain angle, which is they scale back their creative ambition. And we've just talked about how actually you should be scaling up your creative ambition. So it's the opposite of what we should be doing. But I understand it because the execution is so difficult. You need to make it easier for you to move faster, to be more manageable, to be more cost effective. Budgets are doing this, demand is doing that. You need to, the penny needs to drop somewhere. And actually, what they should be doing is focusing on upgrading their engines, right? Improving their processes, reducing the burden, and enabling themselves to jump the obstacles with ease. So again, excuse the cartoon, but essentially sticking an engine on the back of your pedal bike, right? So you can clear these obstacles. But importantly, to bring the original creative idea to life faster and better. And this is where I think automation, creative automation particularly, is an amazing enabler for every brand out there. Now, another hot topic, which is talked a lot at this event and any other event that I'm at, is will technology take over? Are we going to be in a world where, you know, the good stuff, the creative ideas, the quality, is that going to become a single click activity that's taken over by AI? So, you know what, let's ask it. Can the big idea be generated in AI? Can that 1984 idea be generated by AI? And no, even AI admits itself that they can't replace the essence of the human addition to that and what makes that quality, right? That is not something that technology can replace. It's human-centric. So I'm very optimistic about AI, technology in general, right? But I and Seltra believe that creativity particularly, and I'm not just talking about building an ad like a creative visual, I'm talking creativity across the entire process. The way that you report or measure something, the way that you activate the campaign in market, everybody has a part to play. It is an innately human-centric activity. And the tasks should remain with the humans at the forefront when you do the planning. We're talking about ideation, strategy, concept development, all the stuff that nobody has time to focus on right now because they're too busy trying to be everywhere all at once and doing the execution. The focus should be on harnessing the technology to take over and relieve us from those low value, repetitive tasks that distract everybody from where our efforts are best served. And the obvious one, of course, here that we work with and see every single day is the mass production and the activation of those creative assets. But like I said, it's, you know, creativity is not just a creative team endeavor, it's a team sport. Across the teams, everybody has a part to play. And if you create the space for that by getting rid of the tedious tasks, people can really express themselves across the business. And then you start to build brands and advertising that means something to the consumer. And specialist automation solutions and platforms, there are many out there for you to choose from, many different technologies. But my tip would always be that should be the focus. It should foster your ability to be creative across the organization and to collaborate better. As kind of a takeaway for you and something to leave this session with from a practical standpoint, is humans and technology give you an idea from a practical standpoint how Seltra is bringing this to life in some of the organizations that we work with. And the biggest principle and the area where most struggle, but that one thing that you can change tomorrow that will make the biggest difference and get you most primed for it, is going to be having this modular design mentality. The idea that you have these plug and play assets, and this starts with encouraging everybody to get involved in that concepting stage of the process. So getting your media teams to advise on what it is that they want to execute. What do they want to test from an experimentation standpoint? What kind of performance metrics are we trying to prove? And what do we want to monitor? You can feed all of that back into the pre-production of those ads so that when you're on a shoot, you can start to deliver these assets in a modular way and they become interchangeable. So an example, we work with McDonald's. You know, they are shooting multiple burgers and products and drinks. We work with fashion houses as well. If you take McDonald's, they're taking a picture of the burger. If they can shoot the burger once and it's done to the right ratio and that's locked in, and they can do it on a transparent background, that asset becomes reusable across every single market channel that they want to execute that within, right? So all of a sudden, a single asset shot in that pre-production stage can be multiplied and assembled in thousands of different permutations. And they do that right now. It gives you consistency. It gives you the ability to create, play and kind of, you know, cook up whatever you want to. It also means that, you know, later on down the line, you can start to move much faster when you hear people talk about moving at the speed of culture, having the ability to react to changing environments and take advantage rather than having to restart the process, go right back to the beginning and shoot everything again. Otherwise, you've missed the opportunity. If you work in this way, you can dive in quickly and execute in a matter of minutes. All of a sudden, production of an asset goes from being an activity of days costing thousands of dollars to one that takes you under 2 minutes. And typically, this is a benchmark that we're aiming for when we're delivering those assets with clients. We should get the hang of this button. And then it opens up multiple strategies for everybody to execute. Once you've done this, the possibilities are endless. And then all of a sudden, all of the stuff that was taking forever to get activated is streamlined and it is speeded up dramatically. If we look at that, at this with leading brands that we're working with, how they're optimizing this and executing it, that are utilizing this modular approach, you can be thinking about creative automation from streamlining omni-channel efforts to localizing for multiple markets. I mean, Spotify, who we've been here, they've been a client for a long time. They're executing at scale across 100 markets and delivering that consistency every single time. You are then looking at brand consistency with the likes of Adidas. And again, doing this across multiple channels on a global scale, ensuring that everything is clean and on brand. And then just, you know, creatively playing like we do with Vimeo and, you know, creating meaningful formats and interactions with clients. So this, we've finished actually really quickly. I've moved through. They asked me to move quickly and finish a bit early so that everybody could clear the auditorium. So I've actually got through this quite quickly. But if anybody is interested in what we've talked about, creative automation, maybe you're working with other organizations to do this now, or maybe this is something that you're starting to look at, please find me when we're here, look us up online, get in touch, and we can start the conversation and we can start to look at transforming your creative process today. And that's everything.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcanda, the audio conference solution.